Good morning and welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local evangelist at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our radio program this morning. We hope you'll tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to open up the pages of God's Word. We also have a website, www.churchofchristatharrisburg.com. We encourage you to check us out. We have many valuable resources that can aid you in your study of God's Word. I also want to remind you of a change beginning in January 2013. We're going to begin to answer Bible questions on our radio program. You can write those questions in care of the Harrisburg Church of Christ, 232 South College Street, Harrisburg, Kentucky, 40330. Ask a Bible question on any biblical subject, and we will give you a Thus Saith the Lord for that answer. And we will begin doing this in January 2013. So we encourage you, write those questions in, and we'll give you the answers beginning in January 2013. One of the areas in which is so important for us as Christians, and for others as well, really, is the need to examine and reevaluate one's life from time to time. We are constantly going through changes in different stages in our lives. One needs to always be examining where we are and where we are going. So many times we are so busy in our lives, we never stop and see exactly what directions our lives are headed. Several scriptures show the importance of self-examination. The Apostle Paul told the church of Corinth that they needed to examine themselves before partaking of the Lord's Supper in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 28. We also see the need to search and try out our ways according to Lamentations 3 and verse 40. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 18 through 22, the heart tells the truth. The church at Corinth certainly needed to reevaluate. Men need to reevaluate. Following men, not dealing with sin of a member of the church, taking one another to law, corruption of the Lord's Supper, many, many things the church of Corinth had to correct. If you look at the tense of the verb examine, it means to try or to prove. This implies a continuous activity. Let us discuss the need for self-examination in our lives and why this should be something that we need to be doing regularly as we travel through the uneven pathways of life. Why should I examine myself? Are you in the faith? Jude, verse 3, the writer Jude told them they needed to contend earnestly for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. We also see in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 16. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 16. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those that hear you. After you obey the gospel, we need to be careful to continue in that doctrine. Why? Because of the danger of drifting. In Hebrews chapter 2 and verse number 1, that warning is given by the Hebrew writer. In Hebrews chapter 2 and verse number 1, therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest we drift away. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 12, we're told that we need to take him as standeth, must take heed, lest he fall. And also, in the Christian graces in 2 Peter 1 and verse 10, the things that we're to add to our faith according to verse 5 through 9. Verse 10 says, therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. Satan never stops to try to sidetrack us from God's will. We need to be aware that Satan is always looking for an advantage in order to discourage us and to trap our soul. 1 Peter 5 and verse 8. Can I know where my relationship with God is? Paul did, according to 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. Uncertainty never needs to bother those trying to live faithfully. At the end of his life, in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8, Paul knew that a crown of life awaited him. Why? Because he had loved the appearing of the Lord, and he had been faithful. Is Jesus Christ in you? Well, have you been baptized into Christ? Please read Galatians 3, 26 through 28. we can become disqualified. If you think not, read Romans chapter 1, verse 28, and 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27. The need to be honest in our self-examination. Sometimes we minimize our own and magnify the fault of others. That's unrighteous judgment according to Matthew 7, verse 3 through 5. Fire will prove each one of our works according to 1 Corinthians 3, verse 13. Peter said that he would never forsake the Lord, but we know that he did. Works are proved by obedience. Certainly, we are commanded to try our works, but we are also commanded to make sure the things that we're taught are true to God's Word, 1 John 4, verse number 1. By what standard should we examine ourselves? Well, by the only standard of righteousness that there is, the words of God. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death, Jeremiah 10:23. It is not a man who walketh to guide his own steps. And that's Jeremiah 10:23. And the passage I referred to, that there's a way that seems right, that's Proverbs 14, verse 12. Do we profess wisdom? But in essence, are we fools? Please read Romans 1:22. Do we have a higher opinion of self than what God has? Romans chapter 12, verse 3 warns us not to do so. Can we go on the perception of others, our friends, our family, even our enemies? Prejudice might enter in. We have to learn not to go beyond what is written. Please read 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. We need to try everything by God's word. It is a mirror that gives us a proper reflection of what truth is. James chapter 1, verse 22 through 25. In a sincere and honest examination, what should we ask ourselves? Well, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you some admonition that we read in the Bible in 2 Corinthians 13 and verse number 5. In 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, it says, examine yourselves as whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified? Please note, ladies and gentlemen, one can become disqualified. That's why we need to do a sincere, honest examination of our lives to make sure that we're living in accordance with God's will and His commands as we read in the Scriptures. And so, what should I ask myself? What should I examine myself for? Let me give you some suggestions. Number one, am I in the faith? Did I follow God's pattern for the proper reason? What if I have departed from it? There were two men that had departed from it in 1 Timothy 1 and verse 19, and Paul warned the brethren of them because they had departed from the faith. Number two, do you have a working faith? That means one that is continuing. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, if we have been risen, then we need to seek the things that are above. In Matthew chapter 6, 19 through 21, Jesus Christ himself said that where our heart is, there will be our treasure also. And I'm not to be conformed to the world, but I'm to be transformed by the renewing of my mind. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. Do I live by my faith? Number 3, do I have a pure life? The pure in heart will see God. Matthew 5, verse 8. Is your heart pure, dear listener? Number 4, am I humble? James chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, God loves the humble, but he resists the proud. Do I depend more on self, or do I depend more on God? Have I yielded myself as his servant, as we read in Romans 6, 16 through 18? Can I admit my faults? Do I consider others first, ahead of myself? Please read Philippians 2, 2 through 5. And do I treat others as I would have them treat me? Matthew 7, verse 12. Am I filled with self-righteousness, as the Pharisee was in his prayer in the temple in Luke 18, verse 9 through 14? Or do I sit in judgment of others instead of myself, as we read, and it is condemned in Matthew 7, verse 1 through 5? Number 5, do I hate sin? Romans 3:23 says the wages of sin is death. Do I abhor that which is evil? 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 22, I'm to flee from that which is evil. Have I separated myself from the evil of the world, as we have instruction of in 1 Corinthians 6:14 through 18. Number 6, do I use God's gift of speech properly? James 3 verse 10 said, out of the same mouth proceeds blessings and cursings. Brethren, these things ought not to be. Do I build up or do I tear down with my speech? Am I more eager to hear bad news than good? And do I repeat and gossip those things that tear down and hurt other people? Number 7, do I love the church? Do I strive to keep unity? Do I contribute on my means faithfully? Do I assemble with God's saints on a regular basis? Am I concerned for the growth and the stability of the Lord's church? And am I an active participant in its work? And number 8, do I believe that the Lord will judge me in the last day? Proverbs 14 verse 12 says, I will give an account of the things I've done in my body. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 10, Paul said the same thing. If so, what will determine what that judgment will be? That judgment will be determined by the choices that I've made in my life, by the decisions that I've made, and by the laws that I follow and the commands that I have obeyed. What is the first step in correcting any problem, listener, or shortcoming in one's life? Knowing what one's true condition is absolutely necessary. What the problems are, we need to know, and what steps need to be taken in order to correct the problems. One may find things which are very gratifying about the direction they are headed. That's good. On the other hand, we may find out we have some patching up to do. We have to change some things, and we have to readjust our course and redirect our steps. Yet an honest examination will give us an honest assessment of our relationship with God. What you will find either is be approved or disapproved by God. If approved, stay on that course and keep growing and maturing in Christ. If you disapprove and God would disapprove, then you need to make some course adjustment. What will you do? The answer to that question will have much to do with where you will spend eternity. Now, I know, dear listener, that it is very popular and it is very prominent for people to believe that once saved is always saved, that one has eternal security. Many denominations teach the fact that once a person is saved, that nothing they do in their body can cause them to be lost, that their eternal security has been promised by God, and that nothing can be done that you would lose it. Such thinking is contrary to God's will. Yes, you can be lost once you were even in a relationship with God. You don't think so? Ask Nadab and Abihu in Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. Moses was not allowed to go into the promised land because of his sin in Numbers chapter 20, and he died on Mount Nebo in Deuteronomy 34 before entering the promised land. The children of God, Israel and Judah, both were destroyed in Assyrian captivity and Babylonian captivity because they had disobeyed God. They lost their relationship with God due to sin. Ladies and gentlemen, God hates sin, and sin will hurt and will block our relationship with God. We must walk in the light as He is in the light, 1 John 1, verse 7. You don't know if you're walking in the light unless you look into God's Word that shows you that light. And then when you find yourself out of step, repent, correct, and get back on the straight and narrow path, Matthew 7, 13 and 14. What about it, dear listener? Are you examining your life daily, and are you walking in the light? Thank you. Have a good day.